Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Vorhaben is to plan or to have something on. To plan, vorhaben. How would you say I plan? Ich habe vor. Yes, I plan or I have on. I will use the verb I have on to make the structure more clear. Because in German we say vorhaben. Haben, like to have. Ich habe vor. I have on. How would you say I have something on? Ich habe etwas vor. How would you say I have something on today? Ich habe heute etwas vor. How would you say, do you have something on today? Hast du heute etwas vor? You see, vorhaben is a separable verb. So, vor is a prefix that is separated and kicked to the very end. Hast du heute etwas vor? Have you something today on? Or have you today something on? Hast du heute etwas vor? How would you say, what have you on today evening? Was hast du heute Abend vor? How would you say, what have you on the weekend? Was hast du am Wochenende vor? How would you say, what have you on Saturday? Was hast du am Samstag vor? So, I'm making this up with to have on. I'm actually not really sure if you would say this in English. You might say, I plan, what do you plan? But it's just that you see the structure in German. Was hast du am Wochenende vor? What have you on the weekend on? How would you say, what have you on next weekend? Was hast du nächstes Wochenende vor? You see, nächstes with an S, because it's das Wochenende. So, nächstes Wochenende. Was hast du nächstes Wochenende vor? What do you plan next weekend? How would you say, I plan to learn German? Ich habe vor, Deutsch zu lernen. You see, ich habe vor, I plan, I have on. Ich habe vor. And then you follow up with the structure to learn German, Deutsch zu lernen. To learn, zu lernen. So similar to English, to learn, zu lernen. But zu lernen is kicked to the very end. Ich habe vor, Deutsch zu lernen. I plan German to learn. How would you say, I plan to learn German at home? Ich habe vor, zu Hause Deutsch zu lernen. You see, zu lernen is kicked to the end. How would you say, I plan to learn Spanish at home? Ich habe vor, zu Hause Spanisch zu lernen. How would you say, I plan to learn German on Monday? Ich habe vor, am Montag Deutsch zu lernen. How would you say, I plan to learn German on the weekend? Ich habe vor, am Wochenende Deutsch zu lernen. How would you say, I plan to stay at home? Ich habe vor, zu Hause zu bleiben. Zu bleiben, to stay. Ich habe vor, zu Hause zu bleiben. I plan at home to stay. How would you say I plan to stay at home on Saturday? Ich habe vor, am Samstag zu Hause zu bleiben. Great! Next time, we'll go through the verb aufhalten, to keep back. Aufhalten, to keep back. Like when you say, you're holding me back. So, here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So, talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.